Hey, welcome into the our garage cast here in the garage. Sitting here, Big Jim. Busy week, a lot going on over the past couple of weeks here. A couple of things involving Ford. We'll get into that. We'll talk a little bit about the Shelby GT350, the 2019 version, with Carl Widman, the Mustang's chief engineer. But want to start off this week talking about a Kia that I drove, a Kia Niro. I was thinking about this, that like when you were growing up and becoming responsible and you're going to get your first job, your real job, you're always told by your parents, get a reliable car. You know what I mean? Get that reliable car. You got to have that reliable car. And it was always a car. Well, I spent a week driving the Kia Niro, the SUV. You really wouldn't call it a full-size SUV, but it's definitely not a CUV. And I walked away from it thinking to myself, that is the reliable car of the 21st century. I don't think this is a phase or a trend that's going on right now. It is amazing what it did. First of all, the Kia Niro looks great. And the way they've just, the trim on the outside of it is a fantastic look. You're getting over 600 miles on a tank of gas, 105 mpg combined. Now you're talking about a plug-in hybrid as well. I'll confess, over the course of the week, I plugged it in once at home for a couple hours. It just was right there. But again, think about how much you would save in gas over the course of 4, 5, 6 years, whatever you do with this car, when you're getting 600 miles on a tank of gas with the electric. It works. It really does work. And the funny thing to me was, when you got that first car back in the day, it was all right. It wasn't great. It was all right, though. This Kia Niro is loaded. I mean, it is absolutely loaded. I noticed immediately the fit and finish, the trim stuff in it. The sound system is fantastic. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, you name it, it's got it. Now, I do wish it came in all-wheel drive. That would be one thing for me, especially living here in Michigan. But I got to tell you, the more I saw the Kia Niro, and the more I drove it, I just fell in love with it. I'm a big guy. You had a ton of room, and it's so functional. Again, that first job, the reliability factor to it. You could knock down the second row. I think I went and got like 12 bags of mulch and threw it in the back seat and with the fold down, and it was awesome. The Kia Niro was one of the more surprising vehicles I've driven in the past couple of years, and I've driven a lot of SUV, CUV types, and I'm telling you right now, it's that car. It's the one, if my kid, when he finally graduates college and gets that first real job and he asks me, you know, what's a good reliable car, Kia Niro is going to be towards the top. Seriously, it's that good. And it looks great, too. So kudos to our friends at Kia for that one. Now, we go from Kias to this one. That is sound of the 2019 Shelby GT350. Had some time to go out and check it out here in Detroit, Michigan, in the M1 Concourse. Beautiful car, obviously. I've driven the GT350R, this year's version, and it's great. So while we were there checking it out, and there are photos on the garage page as well. You can check it out. Also video that as well if you want to see that. Sat down with Carl Widman. He is the Mustang's chief engineer, and we got a little theory talk about Mustangs.
Carl, so you know, I finally got to spend a week with the 350R.
Oh, really?
And I drove it, and I've never heard a note like that ever in a car.
Yeah, absolutely. The flat plane crank and its firing order is just a thrill. It kind of hits you in the chest. You can like feel it coming through the floorboards. It is always something to put a smile on your face.
Okay, walk me through this. Where has this technology been? I mean, I know it's out there in race cars. We talk about performance vehicles, but to bring it into something like the Shelby.
It's pretty unique, right? So a flat plane crank system that creates that sound and feel really has only been used a couple of times. Not since maybe the 60s. So for us to bring it in production on the 350s is very, very unique. And it's part of the reason it feels so good. And the other thing that you can do with it, it has a very high red line. So when you run that car on the track, you don't have to use as many gears because it's above 8,000 RPM that you actually can drive that car hard.
What you think too, like it was funny how we're so wired now as a culture when we drive. When I drive a car, if it goes over 3,000 RPM, I freak out because of our tint, right?
Yeah.
And then when you're driving something like a Shelby, you want to go up there. I felt like I was sniffing rarefied air. It's almost like, I hate the word paradigm shift, but it kind of is the way you drive the car.
Absolutely. When I take that one on a track, I actually have to remind myself that I can let it ride up, much higher in RPM and hold second gear a lot longer before we go into third. So it is a different experience than anything else you'll drive.
And with the 19, we got photos up here, obviously, we posted of the 19 Shelby. The one thing I want to ask about, Carl, I've always thought about this. I remember maybe it was like 6-7 years ago, Carroll Shelby was at the auto show.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched everyone line up like kids waiting to meet Santa.
Yeah.
When you put the Shelby name on something, what does it mean to you?
It's very important that we deliver to what the heritage has, and which gets into everything has to have a purpose, everything has to have a function, it has to be the best that we've got, you know, the highest revving engine we can get, which will give you track time because you don't have to shift, the best we can get on tire technology, which is a partnership with Michelin. MagnaRide damping started with the Mustang on the Shelbys because of its reaction time. So you can get tremendous amount of body control, which gives you confidence in cornering, which then gives you speed. The faster you come out of a corner, the faster you run the track time. So everything we do on that car and every technology we bring to bear on it really is that racing heritage. That is the homage to what Shelby brought to the Mustang initially when he did the partnership.
Yeah, I've always been a big believer. Like, what you're talking about to me is like when you read about Carroll and Phil Remington and Ken Miles and all these guys when they're testing it, it was never why, it was why not. And you guys seem to have the same mindset. It's like, well, let's put that in there. Why not? I mean, if it makes it go faster, if it's a better ride, then let's do it.
Right, absolutely, right. It's that continual improvement, right? What we did in the car for 19 is that same kind of thing. It's always that looking forward, hey, we can do something better, and that's why we focused a lot on the chassis in the 19 car, because we knew we could do more with it because of the strong relationships we have with our partners. So our ability to get a new tire on it and then retune the whole car for that tire in the short amount of time we had is just a passion the team has to really keep moving forward, which is, again, what Carroll was all about. It's always the next car, always the next improvement.
So you being a responsible executive, you know, working on these cars, do you still throw the Shelby in neutral and just rev the hell out of it?
Oh, no, not so much. My guys do. I try to be a little bit more responsible. You know, it's important to know what the cars are, so I'll spend time with the team going through them and then getting out on track that we have in Dearborn and going through the paces on them.
It's still fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a tough job.
Well, I tell people all the time, you better find something you love because you're going to be working at it a long time, right?
Absolutely.
And then do we have any photos of the 500 we can publish?
Just the same ones online.
Thanks.
No problem. Thanks.
Thanks, man. All right, there you go. Mustangs, Kias, you got it. Ford, of course, at the train station. A fantastic thing. That was more about Detroit and mobility than automotive to me. It was a bigger thing. What happened at the train station this week here in the Motor City. All right, take care of yourself. There's a lot going on. What we got this weekend as we tape this, we got Formula One in France. We got IndyCar back at it. We got NASCAR guys back at it as well. Lots going on in the automotive industry. Let me see if I can get Andretti on again. I want to talk to Mario Andretti. This whole thing going on with Honda and Red Bull now and some of the stuff going on in F1 will be interesting. Take care of yourself. You can follow me on Twitter at WCSXJim or go to WCSX.com.